super jealous. Remember that. At the beginning of the paragraph, remember that this wit comes out of that jealousy, and there is no honesty here. Even if he always pretends to be honest. Go to bed, page 52. Suddenly, Rumi jumps out of the conversation in a way, went back to the subject that we will study in the next story, and we will see it again and again and again, believe me, you, even in book 6, because that's something that you cannot let go easily. Something in the back of your mind is one of those main defects of intelligence, and Jung will talk about that with a very special words. He chooses between two words which are two sides of one coin. Jab, ikhtiyar. Jab simply means algebra, comes from that. But to normal language, jab is force. Forcing someone to do something when you have no choice. Ikhtiyar superficially means you have choices. But remember, we are not talking about you have choices or you don't. These are not it. We go deeper. But at the first level, which one is it? Is this your choice being like this, or is forced upon you? Answer. Please. Where is the answer of this? You tell me. No, where is the answer? She's looking for the answer, but she cannot find it in her mind. Where should she go? Everywhere. To all courses of philosophy. From Rumi's time till now. In all different schools of thought, they will talk about a subject very familiar to you. Is it nature or is it nurture? Which one is it? Any honest fellow here? Is it nurture or nature?
Yes.
You should say it depends. When I like it this way, I use this one. When I like it that way, talk about my shortcoming, of course it's nature. It's nurture, no. Nature. My nature is good. But nurture is bad. Child abuse. No matter who you talk about, they are the victim of child abuse. If everybody is victim of child abuse is a part of humanity, therefore. It's an excuse. In here, Rumi will talk about it, next story will explain it, and later we'll come back to it again and again and again, because this is the main thing of intelligence. Look at the intelligence. He's playing the game here. He will represent you the game to understand something special. Later we'll understand what? We'll understand the vazir, this wit. Will create a lot of different documentations, different rules. Each will negate the other one, right? To do what? Just to do this. It doesn't start with the vizier. It starts with you. In the animal. It starts with your intelligence. Because you like to avoid the blame. You don't want to be responsible, right? And if it was as simple as that, we would appreciate you as we could appreciate a glass of water at least. Only if it was like that, that you will avoid responsibility. Because as long as something good happens, suddenly you are fully responsible to take the credit of that achievement. That's where dishonesty is. If you don't really count on anything honestly, I'm the creature. Right? So I'm not responsible. Then something good happens. You don't say, oh, it happened. I got lucky. This is a gift. You don't say all this. You say, I knew it. I planned it. I did it. When it goes wrong suddenly, you want to run away. That is the problem. In this paragraph, Rumi talks about it. If you remember, then it would be very nice to know where did he talk about it. When everybody was opposing this vizier, and everybody was—they were talking to the vizier in a way that Rumi was talking at the beginning of the book in that opening session. They said that the tears of our eyes are running because of our separation from you. They fell in love with him. Rumi suddenly took off and talked about some other people. He changed the wording to say, we are like a ney or flute, and the music in us is from you, and all that, rah, 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 rah. Lovely saying all that, that every single time that you would really feel warm and good and things like that. Then he turned around and said, no, don't look at us. This is the gift coming from there. You can see it other way. Do not look on us. Do not fix thy gaze on us. Look on your own kindness and generosity. All those moods of prayer. Then suddenly he arrived to that one sentence that is always there. I mean, if this was only my class, there were a couple of sentences written on the wall. Be with maybe white doing that stuff or gold plated and things like that. The first one, and both are amazingly, both are Arabic. Nobody translated it. They kept it that way because it sounds better. And of course, I like it better because a lot of Persians, they hate it because it's Arabic. The first sentence on the wall, what is it?
That is not the right
one. No, that's the second.
Rabbana inna.
Exactly. The first one is Rabbana inna ramna anfusana. Means we are responsible, period. Because that said when something was questionable. It was not wrong. He didn't say, who the Son of God is, I want to kill him. He said, this was not, was it supposed to happen? Who did it? Adam and Eve said, we did it. Because we are to be blamed. That's the first one. Why? Something questionable happened. Then, the second one is this, yes, when something miraculously good happened, then it say, Ma Ramato is Rama. You didn't throw when you throw. Yes, your hand moved. Remember the story that the war, the battle is lost. While you're treating Muhammad, we throw a piece of dirt, everything turns around and they win. They come to, oh, you prophet, miracle. From Allah said, you didn't do that, but you did. When something good happened, do not take any advantage of it. Do not ask for credit. Goodness comes from above. Shortcoming is ours. It's not fair, is it? Love is not fair. Love is not equality at all. So there is no fairness, yes. If something terrible happened, we are the responsible one. when something good happens, we are just the instrument, silly instrument. That's it. Or at least, this is the manner of a lover in this path. Remember, of course it's not very logical. Your logic will do exactly the opposite. Right? Now I'm asking you, why am I preaching something that your logic is exactly doing the opposite?
Because your logic isn't able to go to see the results of doing that.
One word was missing, it would be perfect. Because the logic cannot do something about exception. The rule is the domain of logic. Love is exception. Love has no rules. We will not accept any rule. That's why we insist on, I insist on that exception of the first paragraph. The entire section of these books, I go back to that. Because that's the key. Rule, exception. Rule belongs to logic, exception belongs to love. Rule, okay, put it in the brain, we put love in the heart. These are two different places. Completely different. Totally isolated. There is even a lock on that door. Remember? That's the magic. There is a lock on that door because nobody could go in. No. Especially who? The clever one. Satan. Satan cannot go in. So if you want a trace of Satan, be sure that you're not talking about heart, you're talking about brain. We're talking about intelligence. When we said there is this more Ramayika is Ramayika, 615, 616. And exactly after that he said, listen, I'm not talking about this nature and nurture and blah, 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 blah. I'm not talking about jab. I'm not talking about rules being forced upon us. But of course, I'm reminding you of an external force. If I talk about this jab or compulsion, this is not jab. It is the meaning of jabbari. Means I'm not talking about a hammer on my head, but I could talk about the maker using the hammer. Not hammer on my head. I'm not talking about something being forced upon me, but I'm talking about everything has a rule. It's not that everything is in chaos. And I remind you that for what? To understand our shortcomings. The humility is evidence of necessity. Our sense of guilt is evidence of a free will. Because whenever something goes wrong, you deny the existence of your free will over there, right? Because you think free will means that you can do whatever you like. That's not what free will is all about. It's not that you are the dictator or owner of the universe to do whatever you like. Free will is something else. Free will is not free, being free from the rule of the universe. Free will is to liberate yourself from the rule of your intelligence upon you. Do not limit yourself to your knowledge. When you... That's why humility will help. Because you will understand that I have a lot of shortcomings. Then you could come out and ask for help. That if there is no free will, why the regret? Why do you regret something? You have the free will. Do not talk about it like that, because you pretended to explain this existence as if it is a party and you are invited to party there. Life is not a party. That is what?